A U.S. church plans to burn the Quran. Christians abroad are at risk. School buildings are empty in Haiti, and Christians are walking for water in the U.K. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder.
One cannot yell fire in a crowded theater.
That's Open Doors' Carl Mueller comparing the intentions of a Florida pastor with a likely impact on the global persecuted church. A firestorm of protests surrounds the decision to go ahead with the September 11th International Burn a Quran Day. Mueller's attempts to reason with the pastor met with a wall of stubborn silence.
Thousands of Christians' lives are at stake. Millions of Christians' homes and their livelihoods are in jeopardy because of the actions of this tiny church in Gainesville, Florida.
Mueller says outrage over this event will have repercussions on millions of lives, adding that there's no reason to burn the Quran, dismissing the claim of free speech censorship.
It flies in the face of Jesus' command to love our enemy and to bless those who persecute us. It also flies in the face of practical responsibility for the lives of another. This is not a free speech issue. This is a speech that will cause the suffering and possibly even death of Christians.
Next, you're not going to believe it, but Voice of China in Asia says distributing Bibles in China is legal. VOCA's President Jonathan Brooks says the Bible printed by China's Amity Printing Press is the only legal one.
These Bibles are the most desired because they have no ties to the outside. Nobody has to answer why they would have a connection to the outside to get a Bible from outside China.
While distributed through 70 distribution points, not every Chinese Christian has a Bible.
The rural believers are so far from town and their income is so small, they wouldn't know where to go in town to buy a Bible. But second of all, they don't have the funds to do it. It would take up to maybe 3%, 4% of their annual income to buy a Bible.
So VOCA is taking Bibles to those who need them.
This year, 2010, we're believing the Lord for 30,000 Bibles. The only limit we have on us is the amount of funds that are available to us to purchase Bibles.
Call our resource line if you can help. You're listening to Mission Network News. The impact of the earthquake in Haiti has had a cataclysmic impact on schools. Worldwide Christian School Steve Gurink explains people are afraid of the concrete buildings, which accounts for dozens of empty schools that could be operational. They're collaborating with their partners to provide a safe transitional school building solution. HANS teams provide the manpower to make this a reality. Time is short.
We are working with designs. We hope to have our school structure design completed by the end of October, and we will be starting construction as early as January.
Futures change for the better because of Worldwide's focus. Gurink says it motivates everything they do.
Because we are a Christ-centered school, the gospel is always a central part of the end product. Rebuilding the classrooms is a necessity, but the reason you're doing that is because it's a Christ-centered school, and these children will hear about Christ.
Meanwhile, Operation Mobilization USA has a new president. OM's board of directors announced that Andrew Scott has assumed responsibility as president and CEO of OM USA. He replaces Rick Hicks, who served as president for the past 15 years, who will now serve OM International as the North American area leader. Scott has served OM since the late 1980s. As president, he'll ensure OM USA is well-positioned to serve the American church in their outreach efforts. And the average person in a developing nation walks nearly 4 miles every day to get water. The ION Network office in the United Kingdom is helping people get a feel for what it's like through their Walk for Water event. It's a 10-mile walk through central London on September 25th. Through it, they're hoping to raise funds to provide a cup of cold water in Jesus' name for their projects in Ghana and Uganda. Pray God provides the resources needed for wells in Africa. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you all the way to India to help distribute blankets during the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.